If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, it's a False Count Anywhere Friday. Back with the Busted Open Nation with the world's strongest man, WWE Hall of Famer, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports. My tag team partner today, the one and only Mark Henry. Not only do we talk to the Busted Open Nation, but we also talk about Triple H's 25th anniversary in the WWE. Going into SmackDown tonight, we talk about Triple H and his career. And how about this? From the world of MMA, creeping into the world of pro wrestling, the one and only Colby Chaos Covington joins us on the show today. All right now. On the Busted Open Podcast. This is the first time that you're going to be on the air since you got to go back to the first week of March where we're live, which means you get to take phone calls with the Busted Open Nation on a False Count Anywhere Friday.
Let's go.
So let's get the phone lines going. 877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. If you can fight, you can call. Because this is the first time the nation is going to be able to talk to Mark Henry since the first Friday in the month of March.
Wow. That is crazy. This pandemic is got, you know, feel like you're in Groundhog Day. You ever see the movie Groundhog Day?
Yeah, it's like one day bleeds into the other. You don't know which end is up. You don't know what the date is. Everything's the same.
And if I wasn't on this show, I wouldn't know it was Friday. I use wrestling as a barometer of where I'm going to be. On Monday, okay, that's Raw. Wednesday, AEW, NXT. Friday, Busted Open, and SmackDown.
That's right.
And then Saturday, my best friend Ryan McKenna. That's we get right. to hang out and talk about what happened in pro wrestling for the entire week.
Yeah, I'm loving Ryan McKenna. I know.
That's my week is wrestling.
Ryan McKenna right now is yelling at the radio because it's me on the air and not him. He's writing love letters to Mark. Forget me nots.
Wow.
Saturday.
You had to do that? Why we gotta be a romantic thing?
I don't know, with a dude.
Come on, listen, man.
Whatever floats your boat. Listen,
floats your boat, but that's not what's going on here, sir.
Well, you know. No, I know that, of course. But maybe it's a little jealousy. Also, no, I'm gonna props and kudos to Ryan McKinnell, who's back on Saturdays. For a while, he wasn't able to do it. And kudos to Ryan McKinnell on Saturdays as well, because the guy lives out in Vegas. So he's doing the show very, very early in the morning. So, you know, I'm glad that Ryan McKinnell's back with you on Saturdays. And I'm glad that here on a False Count Anywhere Friday, Mark, that we're back with the Busted Open Nation to be able to take phone calls, because there's a lot to talk about. Because just like every other False Count Anywhere Friday, Mark, everything's on the table to talk about. Everything that happened throughout the week is laid out nicely for the nation to call in and talk to Mark Henry.
Well, you know we're therapists too, Dave. We're pro wrestling therapists. And all of the nation has been without treatment since the first Friday of March. So now we can assume our duties as therapists and tell everybody lay down on your couch. And literally now you can just lay down on your couch because nobody's going to work.
Yeah.
Well, at least the essential workers. But lay down on the couch, guys. Grab your cell phone. You know, call in and be analyzed. Be studied.
And listen, I mean, you know, you get to call in.
Begin.
Like you call in, talk to a Hall of Famer like Mark Henry. It ain't so bad. That gets you in a good mood. I know talking to you gets me in a good mood every single Friday. So if you're home, you're a Nation member, you're listening to the show, pick up the phone, call in to the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, with any questions or comments about the week that was, how much this show means to you now that we're back being live again as well. And, you know, as we always say, Mark, we're in this fight together. It's not a New York thing. It's not a Texas thing. It's a world thing right now. So we're all in this fight together. So let's be a team and let's enjoy a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. Take advantage of the situation. And you mentioned SmackDown before, and I talked about a celebration. Tonight on SmackDown, they're celebrating Triple H's 25th anniversary with the WWE. He had his debut match in the WWE, April 30th of 1995. Now, here we are.
Who did he wrestle?
Later. I believe it was Rock and Roll Buck Zumhof. Buck Zumhof has not the greatest human being on the face of the earth, Rock and Roll Buck Zumhof, but, you know, that was his debut match, I believe, was with the Rock and Roll Man himself. He was a big star in the AWA, not so much in the WWF, but I believe that was Triple H's debut match in April 30th of 1995.
It's hard to wash that off.
Yeah, it is. It is. I was a big fan of the Rock and Roll Man, Buck Zumhof, back in the AWA days.
Yeah, I had to get the scoop on him. And not a good
human being, but a good wrestler. And Triple H is not just a good wrestler. Triple H is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And then even more so than that, when it comes to Triple H, Mark, is the fact that he's more than just a wrestler to the WWE. What he does as an executive as well, a man of many hats. And we talk about what he's done for the WWE and with NXT. And a lot of people underappreciate him as a wrestler sometimes, as crazy as this as it sounds. You know, he's a top 20, top 15 wrestler in the history of pro wrestling. I have him up there. He's just, to me, he's kind of just outside top 10, but he's up there, Mark, as one of the greats of all time.
The Yak and Barack Show is your home for daily boxing coverage, but also brings you the biggest names in pop culture and entertainment.
My pleasure to introduce CeeLo Green.
Tune in to SiriusXM Fight Nation today at 1 p.m. Eastern for an A-list extravaganza featuring top comedians, actors, musicians, and more.
We got the opportunity right now to have on the line Jeezy.
The Yak and Barack A-list special airs only on your home for boxing, culture, and lifestyle. SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Listen at home with Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or however you stream in the house.
Pro wrestling is one of the few businesses or industries where it doesn't matter how good you are. If you don't have somebody else that's your equal, then you're going to be spinning your wheels. And I mentioned that we talked about Triple H and his 25 years celebration. I had a match with Triple H, you know, when he was Triple H, when he was Hunter Hearst Helmsley. And he was pretty new, and not new to wrestling, but, you know, new at the WWE in that capacity. And I knew that he was kind of a practical joker. He is. He's a funny dude and likes to have fun. But I was worried about him playing with me in the ring. And when you're as talented as he is, and I knew he was, you can be made a fool of pretty easy if somebody wants to joke around and play ha-ha. And I told him, I said, hey, man, I'm pretty serious about, you know, going out there and looking good. Like, I don't want to play ha-ha. And he said, Mark, I'm hardly ever serious about anything, but when it comes to wrestling, he said, I don't play with my business. And I said, well, shit, let's go. And we went out there, and I think that I hadn't had a match that was over 10 minutes in a while because it was a lot of squashes and a lot of this and that. And I had like a 13, 14-minute match with him. And when I came to the back, Jack Lanza was standing there. And he said, that's the way you work. You work like that from now on. And that was a byproduct of me working with somebody that was my equal or superior to me. And it was able to get people to see me in a different light and say, hey, Mark, man, you need to work like that. I walked by Dwayne, and Dwayne was like, damn, man, like, you need to work like that every night. And I was like, okay. So everybody's walking by me telling me that I've been bullshitting all the time. He's like, you're taking the easy way out. And Triple H brought out one of those moments where I got to shine. And I appreciate him for that. And I don't know if I've ever even said nothing to him about it.
Well, now's the time to do it, and I'm glad you shared that story. And you mentioned about, like, bullshitting, but, like, I think in any business, any capacity, but especially in the world of pro wrestling, you need to be challenged by somebody that's on a little bit a different platform than you're at. You know, when you're fighting equal or people who are under you, you're not going to really learn from it. You're not gonna advance at all. So I'm sure, Mark, by being in the ring with Triple H, that was challenging for you and brought your game up to another level.
Yeah, it did. And that's the way wrestling is. It's like two dancers, great dancers from around the world, say one's from the United States and one's from Spain. And that person does not speak English. And the English dancer or American dancer does not speak French. But if they both tango, and they both are excellent at it. When they touch hands, it don't matter that they can't speak English. They speak tango. And that's what pro wrestling is. If Kobe comes in and he lock hands with somebody and they're not on the same page, then it's going to look like shit. And I hear the talk, and the talk sounds like vibrato. And I want him to dial the vibrato back and focus on the work before he gets to that. And if he can do that, then he'll be fine. Because watching him work, the guy's athletic. He's tough as shit. Like, I mean, he's a legit tough guy. And he's confident in his abilities. And when you're confident, it makes up for a lot because you can let your heart lead you. And I think that he's all heart. And I think that's something that he needs to pour a lot of himself into. Let everybody see his heart.
So let me ask you this, Mark, because we're going to have Colby Covington on at 11:30. And for those who don't know him, you know, excellent MMA fighter is
googling.
Yeah, what's that?
I said googling, bitches. People say, "Hey, who's Mark Henry?" Googling, bitches.
Well, you could Google him, or I could just tell you he's an MMA fighter that's interested in the world of the WWE, and he talks a lot of shit. There's no doubt about it.
So, I love his shit.
So Mark, if Colby was to, like, walk into a WWE, all right, so here's Colby Covington's got a reputation, MMA fighter, legit tough guy, talks a lot of trash. Like, when he walks into a WWE locker room for the first time, like, what should he do when he walks into that locker room?
Acknowledge everybody. Hey, man, thank y'all for having me, you know, and I like to get to know everybody. Introduce himself. Hopefully the talent relations will open the floor for him to speak to everybody, like if they had like a, you know, talent meeting. And what I do as far as the way I perform is my performance. Don't think that I'm in here and I don't respect you guys and I want to learn from you and please teach me something new every day. If you feel like I need to know, please, by all means, come to me with it. I will not look around like, yeah. Like, you got to have a mentality that you want to learn. And if he can open the door for higher education in pro wrestling, he'll be fine.
Yeah, and I think, like, all anybody wants to see from somebody from the outside, and we talked about this a lot with Ronda Rousey, with the fans' perception of Ronda Rousey and how a lot of the wrestlers warmed up to Ronda and understanding the business side and how, hey, if I'm in a match with Ronda Rousey, it's going to elevate me and it's going to elevate our match, like having a main event at WrestleMania 35. Yeah. And then we also talked a lot about people who didn't understand the importance of Ronda Rousey, and maybe that's a big reason why they weren't
the in the story. 10%ers.
Yeah. But you know what? When it comes to somebody like him, I think I would think from what you just said, Mark, that, you know, if I'm a wrestler in the locker room, I want to see that he has respect for the business, that this isn't just a money grab for him, that he has respect for the business. And then,
which he said in his vibrato that, you know, I'm not there to make friends. I'm there to make money. And that's great when you're trying to, you know, sell the fact that you want to fight somebody and it's about the dollars and cents, because, you know, it's always about the money. But I wouldn't want that to be my first impression. And if it is, then I would advise him to not think that way. Like, hey, man, have more of an open mind. Think about more learning and coming in and not conforming to a system, but seeing where you fit in the system. If that makes sense to you.
No, I think especially in the world of the WWE, it's a machine. So, you know, all these pieces of the machine got to be doing their jobs for the entire machine to run right. You can't just throw a wrench in there. I mean, you kind of are, I hate to say it, but a spoke in the wheel. You know, now some people are bigger stars, but at the same time, it's, you know, it is a machine. And a lot of people realize, or maybe they don't realize, that, you know, nobody's more important than that machine. Because if you leave and you go away, that machine's going to keep on running. And I think history shows that, Mark, that it's going to keep on running.
Yeah, I think that, you know, at his age, which he's not an old guy. I mean, you're
32.
You wrestle into your 40s, you know, so he's got a long time to go. His body looks like he's been carved out of stone. I'm sure being as healthy as he is, like, that makes him even seem like a younger man. He's not afraid to mix it up. And that being said, he's took some fights in MMA that a lot of people dodge the big fight. You know, you want to get the big fight for the big money, but, you know, some guys want to build their records up with guys that don't matter. Yeah, I could beat him. His record is a who's who of, this guy was really good and he kicked their ass. So he's a bona fide ass kicker. And with fighting, there's only one guy that's never lost, and that's Floyd Mayweather in boxing. So everybody has took a loss. Muhammad Ali took a loss. Mike Tyson took a loss. And Kobe took a loss. Or two. But that does not define what he's going to be in pro wrestling. We all lose. I lost. Brock Lesnar kicked my ass. Ain't no secret. You know, Shelton Benjamin beat me wrestling. And, I mean, like, shoot wrestling. Like, not pro wrestling. I used to call people out. I want to see if that karate shit works on me. That was my mentality when I was young and stupid. And I got my ass kicked. So, anyway, I digress. But he's coming into a business where there's some guys that's willing to challenge him. And he's going to have to say, hey, man, my MMA career, story, love it, but I'm not here for challenges and fights. I can do that at MMA. I'm here to wrestle. He's going to get everybody respect that day because they're going to see that wrestling plays a more important role at that moment than anything else.
This week on World of Basketball, Australia's five-time Olympian and FIBA Hall of Famer, Andrew Gaze, shares his thoughts on LaMelo Ball as an NBA prospect.
I think he's a phenomenal talent. He's good size. He's a really, really good athlete. But in NBA, the standards, he's not an elite athlete. He can pass the ball. The thing that I think impressed me the most is not necessarily everything I saw on the floor, because his talent is really good, but he listens, he's respectful, and that he seems to buy into the team concepts.
New episodes of World of Basketball are available every Thursday on the SiriusXM app and Pandora.
So, you know, we have Busted Open Monday through Saturday on SiriusXM Fight Nation. We have the Busted Open podcast as well that you could subscribe to. And I hope everyone subscribes because you get some exclusive content on the Busted Open podcast. We have the video element on the SiriusXM app. I don't know if a lot of people know about this, but you can go to SiriusXM app and watch some of our videos, some of our interviews. I do, you know, for those who have missed my power rankings, I still do my power rankings every week on video on the SiriusXM app. And you know, I was thinking you and I, Mark, since, you know, both our shirts are available at Pro Wrestling Tees, just go to ProWrestlingTees.com search Dave LaGreca or search Mark Henry and buy them. We have some new designs starting next week. I was thinking that maybe you and I could do, like, I don't know, since we're home and everything, maybe we do like a YouTube series, you and I do like some YouTube stuff, man. You know, I'm looking at anything, you know, any content possible to get out to the Busted Open Nation.
Hey, man, if Mother Marissa okays it, let's do it. I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. We're always thinking of, and again, if Busted Open Monday through Saturday is not enough, you got the podcast. You got SiriusXM app on demand and video. There's a lot of ways to watch Busted Open, Mark. And one of the things that we love about Busted Open is the Busted Open Nation. Are you ready to get back to some more phone calls?
Before we get to the nation, we are doing a video, right? We're doing a Don't Rush video.
Yeah, I'm up for anything.
Should we tell everybody that we're going to do it? Because once we say it, we have to do it.
All right. Well, all right. Let me ask you this, Mark, because this is important. Who's going to be in the Don't Rush video?
Okay, you can't have it without you. Gabby.
You, Gabby. All right, so you.
Myself.
Me, Gabby.
Uh-huh. Bully. Tommy.
Mother Marissa.
The fans know Mother Marissa.
All right, so.
Maybe we pull Doug out.
Oh, so you want Doug in there too? Go old school. Get Doug. All right, get Doug.
Got to knock the dust off. Maybe. See, I got an idea for that. I just don't want to. I don't want to say everything.
What about Ryan? Ryan McKinnell. Host with you on Saturday.
No. Got to have Ryan.
All right, so get Ryan.
I'm doing my impersonation of you.
Oh, okay.
Why are you always busting on Ryan anyway?
I love
Ryan's
Ryan.
A great guy.
You know. Can I tell you why I bust on Ryan? It's because he's part of the family.
Yeah.
He's part of the Busted Open family. Like, if I didn't like him, I wouldn't bust his balls.
Wouldn't say nothing about him.
That's
yeah.
right. Now, he sits at the kiddie table at Thanksgiving, but he's still part of the family.
Hey, as long as you get turkey and dressing, you're good. Give me that turkey and dressing.
You're still sitting at the table. It's just a kiddie table.
Just a kid. Hey, listen. I want that cranberry dressing too. Not the homemade kind. I want the shit that comes out of the can that's molded like the can. I know that sounds weird, but that's what I like, Dave.
All right.
I always got to take it back to food.
Listen, whatever you want, Mark, you get. Just come to the LaGreca house for Thanksgiving, and we'll make sure we'll give you some of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just go to your neighborhood grocery and get that Get
that's
that
it. Just go walk right down. It's the 69 cents.
Hey, if I don't know how much it costs, I don't always buy the groceries. I just cook them. But if I have dressing, I gotta have that cranberry compote mold that comes out of the can. I want the cheap dressing. I don't want homemade stuff.
All right, we're having Kobe Covington on at 11:30, right? Now, I heard that his nickname is Chaos. So my question is, who gave him that nickname? Did he give that nickname to himself, or did somebody give it to him?
And he's an ass kicker.
Is it Chaos Kobe Covington, or is it Kobe Chaos Covington? Is it Mr.
Like
Chaos Kobe Covington? Like Kobe Covington Chaos? Like, I need to know the placement of the chaos.
It's in the middle. It's got to be.
Kobe Chaos Covington?
Yeah. That's the fight. That's the fight way.
These are questions that we need answered at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time.
It's in the middle. It's in the middle.
It's definitely in the middle. You know that for sure.
It's on the UFC homepage. Kobe Chaos Covington.
So when what's the guy? What's the ring announcer for MMA? What's his name? Jim?
Bruce Buffer?
Oh, Bruce Buffer. So he goes, Kobe Chaos Covington. Or did they say, they call this man Chaos. He is your lightweight middleweight champion, Kobe Covington.
Can you introduce him like that when he comes on the show? I think you should introduce him like that and see how he
in the octagon right now. That's right. He talks a lot of shit. It's Kobe Covington, also known as Chaos. Or is it Mr. Chaos, Kobe Covington?
You got to throw an MF-er in there if you say it like that.
I don't want to throw
Mr. Chaos. Yeah. Kobe MF-ing Covington.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or did they just call him in the octagon right now? It's Kobe. Oh, we'll find out at 11:30. Are you ready to get back to the nation?
You guys are talking about Triple H. He's Triple C. Get it? Kobe Chaos Covington.
Oh, yeah.
Chaos with a K, right?
No, it's with a C.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Triple C. Oh, maybe I should introduce him as Triple. You know, it's the 25th anniversary of Triple H, but right now, live on the line, Triple C, Kobe Chaos Covington. No? No.
You don't like it? No. It didn't flow. Triple C.
Triple C.
There's enough of those. Triple H is enough. And then you got Triple G. Why would we have add a triple C to that? Yeah, it's over.
Also, sounds like you gave him a grade of a C. You know, he's good, but he's not great. Triple C, Chaos, Kobe Covington. He's all right. You know, he's not bad. He's all right.
Your ass is what's about to happen. And look, I've defended you many occasions, but I'm not the man I used to be, Dave. When it comes to guys that fight for a living, he in shape. If I don't get him in the first minute and a half, he gonna be standing over me. I don't want that.
I could see just like, you know, the Bruce Buffer guy saying, you know, and his opponent, he's pretty good. He's okay. Triple C. Kobe Chaos Covington.
Ladies and gentlemen and fans around the world, here we are standing for five rounds of knockout fighting.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Triple C, Kobe Chaos Covington. How's that?
Did you? I first of all, you're amazing. Second of all, have you ever watched the Cannonball Run movies with Dom Devlin and Burt Reynolds?
Yes.
You're Captain Chaos. So can we call him Captain Chaos? Captain Chaos.
He's gonna have to get a cape. He's gonna have to get a cape now.
Da 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 da. Captain Chaos. Colby Covington.
And you gotta put your hands up. Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
He's gonna kick your ass.
When's the last time somebody talked this much about Colby Covington?
Wow. Maybe when he was world champion. Maybe.
No, listen, there's a reason why he's coming on the show today. I'm excited to have Colby Covington on. Seriously. I'm digging the whole, you know, obviously it's nothing but success, this formula of the MMA fighter and pro wrestling. I think it's a perfect marriage. I really, really do. Triple C,
wow.
Coming on, 11:30.
Triple C, I'm ready.
All right, so you ready to get to the Nation?
Go to the Nation?
Yeah, let's go to the Nation. Let's see what they have to say. Let's go out to David in Atlanta. What's going on, David?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's good to be a Dave LaGreca guy, but I got to tell you, it's great to be a Mark Henry man. Mark Henry, I've missed off.
Damn right.
Oh, I like that. Brother. Dave LaGreca guy and a Mark Henry man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Okay. Okay. Just keep it in the vein of the 25-year career that Triple H has had in WWE. When I think Triple H, as much as he's accomplished, the first place I go to is Evolution. That stint he had from 2002 to 2005, the rivalry with Shawn Michaels was in the middle of that. I think he had like three or four world championships. He was given the big gold title from Eric Bischoff that night on Raw. That made history. The last man standing match, the Hell in a Cell match that he had with Shawn Michaels. I mean, he's one of the greatest minds, if not the greatest wrestling mind that's ever existed. He is the game, the cerebral assassin. When you guys hear the name Triple H, what moment or maybe what visual do you guys immediately see in your mind when you hear his name?
You know, I got to be honest with you. Right now, it's the man behind NXT. Like I know, and there is so much because you're right. There's DX. There's Evolution. There's the game Triple H. There's Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Like there is so many different characters and personality that come to mind when you think of Triple H. But right now, because listen, NXT is to me the best WWE show of the week. So right now, when I think of Triple H, I think of the guy in the suit. That's who I'm thinking of when I think of Triple H right now.
Right now, I would have to say the guy sitting on the throne with the crown on with all the soldiers around him at WrestleMania. That's when you say Triple H, that's just the visual image that I get. And him standing up and spitting the water in the air.
And that's another good point too, Mark, because we talk about the great matches and the mind that Triple H has. And David, thank you so much for the phone call. But you know what? Those amazing WrestleMania entrances. The entrance he had at WrestleMania 30. The one that he had, you know, with Sting. You know, it's just these amazing... The one with Motorhead playing live as he was coming down the entrance ramp. I mean, you know, he's had some amazing, amazing entrances. Man, I'm telling you. Like, he just missed... Triple H just misses my top 10 of all time. It's hard. I have to kind of revisit that, you know, but he's definitely without a doubt in my top 15. When I think of some of the greatest wrestlers, I think he's in my top 15. Let's go out to Matt in Virginia. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Matt?
What's going on, man?
I miss talking to you guys. It's been like, a month? I miss you guys so much.
Well, wow, we miss you too, man.
Happy Flim Flam Friday.
Happy Flim Flam Falls Count Anywhere Friday.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, let me ask you a question, Matt, before you continue your phone call, Matt. So what are you thinking? Colby Covington, is chaos at the beginning, the middle, or the end?
I would say the middle. I'd be like, okay. Colby, chaos. Covington.
That's pretty good, too.
It's in the middle.
All right, it's in the middle. Moni in the middle. Where's she at? All right, go ahead, Matt.
I really enjoyed NXT this week. The matches were good. The one thing I liked like the most was that Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae thing they did. Like, it was like they're in to the dark side. It was like, wow. It's gonna be hard for me to like boo these guys because these guys were such natural baby faces, including Candice, which shocked me the most out of that.
No, and Matt, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. To me, the best things about Wednesday on NXT were the vignettes. Like you mentioned, the Gargano vignette, the Io Shirai vignette, I thought was fantastic. I'm super excited about Killer Cross and Scarlett Bordeaux. They did a great job, Mark, on Wednesday with those vignettes, setting everything up.
And putting people in a spot where you actually give a damn. That's that emotional thing that we were talking about that I didn't think there was enough of.
Your home for all things combat sports is SiriusXM Fight Nation. Start your day with Hall of Fame Pro Wrestling Talk on Busted Open.
Respect these men and women that build the business.
Then, the Auk and Barak Show keeps you up to date on all things boxing.
Boxing is the theater of the unexpected.
And MMA guru Luke Thomas has you covered for mixed martial arts.
Joe Rogan is the most important influencer in all of MMA.
The fight game broken down like nowhere else. Only on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
The relationship with MMA and pro wrestling. A lot of talk about Ronda Rousey, and we've been promoting it all show long. And joining us right now, live on the line, that's right, Colby Chaos Covington joins us right here on Busted Open. Colby, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, boys. Thanks. It's an honor to be on and pleasure. And thanks for having me on the world's baddest podcast, Busted Open.
Man, the world's baddest. I love it. I love it. What do you think about Dave's introduction? The way that he says Colby Chaos Covington. It goes in the middle, right?
Yeah, it does go in the middle. And you know, the way he said it, it gave me goosebumps. You know, it channeled something inside me, you know, that something that you have, Mark, and something that I really admire, you know, that you set your mind to something to be the world's greatest athlete. And you did that. You know, you're the world's strongest man, and you know, they can never take away that accomplishment from you. So every time they say your name, you know, it's something that you feel the goosebumps down your spine.
Once was, always is. That's the way I look at it.
And here's the thing, Cole, because obviously we're getting you on because there's a lot of buzz and talk about you possibly going into the world of the WWE, but maybe a lot of fans don't know that you have dabbled in the world of pro wrestling with Impact Wrestling, that match that you had. So, you know, you have done some pro wrestling. And you know, when you look at the world of MMA and the world of pro wrestling, to you, is that a good relationship between the two sports?
Yeah, I would say it's a really good relationship, and it's something that's there for the guys to use. But, you know, the guys in MMA, they don't use it. They don't use the psychology that is in WWE and pro wrestling. And if they used it, you know, it'd better their careers and get people more interested in them and more entertained in them. But I think people are afraid to go out of the box, and that's why I was never afraid. I didn't care what people thought of me, and I wanted to go out of the box. I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to stand out, and I wanted to be something different. So that's why I decided to go down this angle that, you know, this pro wrestling type of psychology, building fights and selling fights. And, you know, I first learned that when I did my stint at Impact with Bobby Lashley, and just to see how those guys worked and, you know, the entertainment side of it, you know, that made me bring that back over into MMA. And it's not just, it's 50% sport in MMA, and you know, it's 50% pro wrestling, and people need to use that to their advantage if they want to make the most money possible.
If you can entertain people, then you get over. And sometimes getting over is more important than the wins and losses. In pro wrestling, you're able to get over. And you know, in the fight game, you got to win. It's about winning, and you've been a winner, you know, like your whole career, you've been a winner. And now it's time to be able to get people to respect you and love you and be have an emotional tie to you. And that emotional tie is revolves around what you just said, psychology. What are you doing to make that person feel a certain kind of way other than excited? In a pro fight, it's all about excitement. When they play the music and the guy's walking to the ring and I'm getting butterflies for them. I know you're getting them, but in pro wrestling, rather than getting the butterflies, you're giving them. And can you say how you feel about that?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, I think that, you know, you got to create your own destiny. And in pro wrestling, you can kind of take your career into your own hands, you know. But, you know, you have to be able to commit. Some of these guys, they're scared to commit to the character. And that's why they're not getting over. And people aren't able to identify with them because, you know, if they don't believe in themselves and they're not committed fully to it, then how are other people going to get behind that? So, you know, I've really been able to see from, you know, guys like you, Mark Henry, you know, Stone Cold, The Rock, and these, you know, John Cena and all these great wrestlers that have been able to really, you know, psychologically get into the fans' minds and make them feel some type of way, whether it's love or hate. You know, there's a line drawn and the fans are on one side or the other. And that's what some of these MMA guys fail to do. And that's why the fans really just don't care. And, you know, they're not relevant because, you know, they haven't made the fans feel a certain type of emotion, whether they hate them or love them.
I think a lot of you are a type A personality. You're not shy. You're well spoken and you're outspoken. There's a lot of fighters, there's a lot of weightlifters and people that come from other sports that have the personality of a rock though. And if you're not personable and you're not and you don't have a problem being shy, you can come into the wrestling business and thrive. I think that you have those abilities already. I just don't want you to get confused, or I don't want that other wrestlers to get confused that what you're saying and doing is a part of you, but it's not all of you. And you walk into a locker room and you embody the fact that you love pro wrestling, I think that you're going to be fine. Have you had any problems from anybody wondering whether or not you respect the business or not?
I think early on, guys kind of thought like that, you know, Colby, you know, he's just an MMA fighter. He doesn't respect the business. He doesn't respect the athletes in it. And, you know, that's the farthest thing away from true, man. I have the utmost respect for every single wrestler and every WWE wrestler, man, the way they put their body on the line. And, you know, you guys are true athletes and you guys and people that want to say other things about it. They never been in a ring, man. I was on Impact. I felt a guy kicking me in the face. You can't tell me that was fake because, you know, when I woke up with stars in that wrestling room to a big old ex college linebacker Moose on pay-per-view in the Impact finale, you can't tell me that was fake. That's as real as it gets, you know? So, you know, I just don't know if people, you know, in the wrestling world really respect, like, you know, how I'm going about my business, and they don't really understand it. But I think if we sat down behind scenes, they would really understand my character and who I really am as a person and what I want to accomplish in business.
You know, Colby, you said something interesting before when you said about the fight game, that it's 50% MMA, but it's 50% pro wrestling. It's 50% of that being a showman and being entertaining. In the world that we live in with ESPN and the highlights and everybody on their phones looking at the highlights, I think that to get noticed, you have to be a strong personality. I think now, especially here in 2020, it's got to be more than just what you can do inside that octagon.
Yep, it's true, and it's damn true. And especially at a time like this where, you know, the world is looking for entertainment, man. People going through this pandemic that we're going on right now and the hard times that we've had to deal with, you know, people need entertainment in their lives, and they want to be entertained. So, you know, people need to – athletes, you know, in general, and pro wrestling and MMA need to find a way to be able to entertain these people because, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to, you know, really take things into your own hands and get people excited and backing you. You know, don't just sit there and then give them not something to root for or something to boo you for. Give them a reason. You know, get on social media, you know, stir the pot a little bit. But everybody just seems like is so concerned with what other people think of them, and they're not really concerned with their career and trying to progress that. They just care about making the next person next to them think they're a cool person or they're nice, you know. And but that's why I'm different. You know, I don't have feelings, and this isn't the feelings business. This is the money-making business.
Hey, Colby, what's the biggest difference between the MMA, the UFC fan, and the pro wrestling fan?
The biggest difference, I would say that probably the wrestling fans respect the athletes a lot better than the MMA fans respect them. It just seems like the MMA fans are just looking for bloodlust, and you know, there's no appreciation behind the fans. You know, you really see in pro wrestling, the fans really appreciate and get behind guys and support guys. And, you know, you don't see them saying names about high-level professional world champion wrestlers. Could you ever imagine someone trying to say, oh, Mark Henry, stop, you know? It's just not a word you can ever put together, a sentence, you know? The guy's the world's strongest man. He could literally bear hug you and kill you and squeeze the life out of you. So, you know, I just think that the fans at MMA don't appreciate the athletes as much as the fans in WWE do.
I think the fans in MMA value wins and losses over the human being and what the struggles and what it goes into being a fighter. I've seen the horror stories about the fight, and I've seen the success stories. And the common denominator between the two is in pro fighting, when a fighter starts to get up in age or a fighter loses a couple of fights, then people start to go, oh, I'm on to the next guy. But in pro wrestling, if you're a fan of the Hurricane or you're a fan of Drew McIntyre, then you stay a fan of Drew McIntyre. It doesn't matter how many losses he has. Like you have an emotional attachment to the people that you become fans of, and that, and you can't help but love that in pro wrestling.
Mark, it's funny you bring up the name Drew McIntyre. You know, he's a guy that's coming out there. You know, he's a powerful guy. He reinvented himself. You know, he beat Brock Lesnar. That's no joke. You know, maybe Brock was overlooking him, although that's kind of weird because, you know, Drew McIntyre is almost 7 foot tall. But, you know, I'm shooting for the top of the mountain. I'm trying to fight Drew McIntyre. You know, that's where the view's the best. I'm not looking to pick on someone smaller than me. And, hey, guys, let's be honest. WWE may not want this because the violence in it is too dangerous. But last time I checked, the people love danger and violence, so let's give it to them. Because I expressed myself to go over to WWE and wrestle, but it sounds like Drew McIntyre expressed himself like he wants to fight. So if WWE doesn't want to sanction this, I recommend we can do it in a no-sanctioned country. Maybe we do it in the UK. Maybe we do it in Saudi Arabia. But I think there needs to be a fight between me and Drew McIntyre. You know, David versus Goliath. I think it's the perfect billing.
Oh, I'm digging it. Sign me up. That dude right there is not only a great fighter, and I say a great fighter because he's been a world champion, but the mentality of a wrestler is I can see the salesmanship. Being able to promote and market a fight is just as important, or a match is just as important as having talent. You know, like you got to be able to make people want to see it. Hell, I want to see that already.
Mark, you know how it was back in your career. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. We'll see how.
Well, I didn't experience much of that.
Yeah. Guys been here for a cup of coffee already calling out the world champion, Mark. Come on, man. Guy's WWE champion. The guy's coming in here and he's calling out the champion already. Ridiculous. Hey,
you got to set the standard. You got to set the standard for yourself. Win, lose, or draw, a man is going to be a man. You got to live by your word, and you got to live by your balls, Dave. And if that's the way he feels, I want to go straight to the top, then go straight to the top. But win, lose, or draw, there's going to be a return. There's always a return. There's never a one-off. So I'm not only am I going to buy the starting match or the starting fight, I'm gonna buy the rematch. That's where the money is. The man just said he's not there to make friends. He's trying to make a living. He want to live in palatial palaces, drive fancy sports cars, walk down the sidewalk in Vegas with an entourage of pretty ladies of different ethnicities. Get it in, man. Have a ball. Tell me. I want to live vicariously through you.
Mark, you can't. And Colby, hold on one second. I don't mean to interrupt the interview. But, Mark, you can't just walk in and call out the world champion. Like, you know, that there's a ladder that you have to climb in order to get to that opportunity. You just don't walk in the door and demand an opportunity like Colby's doing right now on our
Dave,
show.
What are you talking about? Brock did it.
Brock Lesnar.
Kenny Velasquez did it. Ronda did it. Come on. Every fighter that's worth a grain of salt, they get to come in and do it. Ken Shamrock, if you want to go back. Dan Severn. Everybody got a shot. Why not? Come on, Dave. Don't make me put the facts out. Let's go by the facts.
It's called the word. The word is respect. All right? You walk in. You pay your dues. You don't wait here for a cup of coffee and you want to go up against the champion? And by the way, Colby, it's calling the shot. Oh, this is where it's going to take place. So not only is he demanding the match, but Colby Chaos Covington saying, oh, yeah, by the way, this is where we're going to wrestle. Are you kidding me right now?
What? Everywhere he named, there was money.
Hold on, Colby. Mark and I are having an argument right now. So, Mark, you can't just call out the world champion and then tell him we're going to have it inside. No, you don't do that.
He knows there's money in Saudi Arabia. The dude is trying to book it, man. I don't have a problem with that. Show me the money. That's what the movie, what was that movie? Show me the money.
To Jerry Maguire,
damn it. That's what would show me the money. I'm all about it. And don't tell the guests to hold on a second. Like, we bring people, we're gonna run off our guests. Come on, Dave.
Colby coming in here.
Give him some love.
Now I know why he got the name Chaos, because now he's got you and I fighting. So he's causing chaos on my own show.
Oh, that's what. He's the shit disturber.
Stirring the pot, Colby.
Stirring the pot. Colby, stirring the pot. Chaos Covington.
Shit talker. Chaos disturbing. It's not just a podcast, Colby Covington.
Did you just throw your pen?
Threw my pen.
Don't throw your pen. I bet your wife buy you nice pens. That's not a Bic.
It's just from. All right, Cole. Gabby's giving me. We got to get you back on, Colby, because this isn't over yet. Can we get you back on next Friday?
Let's do it. We can do every Friday. I would love to come and talk truth and let you guys know that there ain't a man living that can lift the fear of God in me.
Colby's saying I'm coming on every Friday. No. Next Friday. Let's see what happens next Friday, Colby. And then we'll see where
next
we go from
Friday.
There. Next Friday, Colby Chaos Covington coming back on the show.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.